the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma faqbal 'udhri warham shiddata dharri wa fukkani min shiddi wathaqi.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part states, Allahumma faqbal 'udhri, O Allah, so accept my excuse. Warham shiddata dhurri, have mercy upon the severity of my affliction. Wafukkani min shaddi wathaqi, release me from the stiffness of my fetters. Ya Rabbi irham da'fa badani, my Lord, have mercy upon the weakness of my body. Wariqqata jildi, have mercy on the thinness of my skin. وَدِقَّةَ عَذْمِي, and the frailty of my bones. يَا مَنْ بَدَأَ خَلْقِي وَذِكْرِي وَتَرْبِيَتِي وَبِرِّي وَتَغْذِيَتِي, O you who raised in my creation, to the remembrance of me, to the nurture of me, to the goodness toward me, and to nourishment of me. هَبْنِي لِبْتِدَاءِ كَرَمِكَ, bestow upon me for the sake of your having given rise to me with generosity. وَسَالِ فِي بِرِّكَ بِي, and your previous goodness to me. Earlier, we said that in this part of the supplication, the truthful servant, the deserving servant, he feels that he is at the door of Almighty Allah's mercy. He feels that the doors of mercy are opened for him. And now he is ready to state whatever he needs to his presence. The truthful servant knows that if Allah does not have mercy on him in this world, he will be imprisoned with the disbelievers and wrongdoers. The Holy Quran says, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ, lay hold on him, then put a chain on him. ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرَعْهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُكُوهُ, then cast him into the burning fire, then thrust him into a chain the length of which is 70 cubits. إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ, surely he did not believe in Allah, the Great. So, if such a person is not released from the fetters of his soul, there comes the day when there would be no release for him. Those who are free of satanic fetters are free to do any goodness eagerly and easily. They are attracted towards any kind of goodness without any problems, and they depart from this world by hearing the divine call of irji'i ila rabbik radiyatan mardiyah, return to your Lord well pleased with him and well pleasing him. This is how the soul somehow flies toward its Lord.
Oh Allah, accept my apology and have pity on my intense sufferings and set me free from my heavy fetters. My nourisher, have mercy on the weakness of my body, the delicacy of my skin and the brittleness of my bones. O He who originated my creation and accorded me my individuality and ensured my upbringing and welfare and provided my sustenance, I beg you to restore your favors and blessings upon me as you did in the beginning of my life.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So dear listeners, when the servant says Allahumma faqbal udhri warham shiddata dhurri wafukkani min shaddi wathaqi, O Allah, so accept my excuse, have mercy upon the severity of my affliction, and release me from the stiffness of my fetters, this kind of servant is completely aware of the situation he is stuck in. But the point is, with all these adversities and shiddah, he has entertained a good opinion of Allah. And this is a part of recognition of Allah. This means, and we have in our traditions, that Allah the Exalted gives to the servants in accordance with their good opinion about him. So in this part of the Kumais application, when Imam Ali alayhi salam states, Ya Rabbi irham da'fa badani wa riqqata jildi, O Allah, have mercy upon the weakness of my body and the thinness of my skins. He is completely sure that the only one being able to do that is Allah. That is why this servant is feeling at his presence. This means the servant is completely sure about the power of the Almighty Allah. According to a divine narration, Allah says, I am as my servant thinks of me, so let him not think but good of me. In this regard, also the Holy Prophet ﷺ has stated, invoke Allah while you are confident of the response from him. Once Allah revealed to Prophet Musa ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi wa sallam, whenever you call me and ask from me, I am there to listen to you. And this is on the contrary side of the state of despair of Almighty Allah's mercy and acceptance of prayer. This is one of the things which distance the servants from Allah's mercy. One may pray to Allah for something, and He, the Exalted, may delay the response because of the person's own benefit. But the supplicant is not aware of this, so he starts entertaining a bad opinion, what we call a su'ul dhan of Allah, and despairs of His mercy. And this state of despair would veil him from the mercy of Allah. What we are seeing in this part of the supplication is exactly at the far end of this side. He says, Habni libtida'i karamika wa salifi birrukabi. Bestow upon me for the sake of your having given rise to me with generosity. I know that you have been kind to me, you have been generous to me, wa salifi birrukabi, and your previous goodness to me. I know I am aware of this state, and now I am here asking you in the presence of you, my beloved. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah.
Don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through